Greetings to you in Jesus' name, and God bless you today and each day as you look to the Lord for inspiration in His Word. And the Lord has just impressed on me again to read His Word to you and let Him do a mighty work in all of us. God is faithful. His Word is true. And so I would like to just continue doing this. I can speak about lots of different things, but it doesn't really matter what I say. It doesn't really matter what I think. What really matters is what God says. And when we see that, we can grow and be strengthened by Him. And not only that, but have a love and a hunger for His Word. And so my prayer for you and for me is that we will love God's Word. We'll go for God's Word just like maybe many people go for ice cream. I mean, ice cream is a super treat, in my opinion. I want to have the Word of God in my heart and a hunger for it and a real strong desire to be in God's Word. I hope and pray that that is the case for you as well. I'm going to read to you about another mighty man that God used in a super powerful, astonishing way. And those of you that have read through the Bible, you know that this man is a very special man. His name is David, King David of Israel. And I just really am blessed by this man in many different ways. But I'm going to read to you Psalm 71, and I'm assuming that he wrote this. There were different people that wrote things in this book of Psalms that we have, but that doesn't really matter. This is the Word of God, and so let him speak to you today in this way. Psalm 71, "In thee, O Lord, do I put my trust. Let me never be put to confusion. Deliver me in thy righteousness, and cause me to escape. Incline thine ear unto me, and save me. Be thou my strong habitation, whereunto I may continually resort. Thou hast given commandment to save me, for thou art my rock and my fortress. Deliver me, O my God, out of the hand of the wicked, out of the hand of the unrighteous and cruel man. For thou art my hope, O Lord God. Thou art my trust from my youth. By thee have I been holding up from the womb. Thou art he that took me out of my mother's bowels. My praise shall be continually of thee. I am as a wonder unto many, but thou art my strong refuge. Let my mouth be filled with thy praise and with thy honor all the day. Cast me not off in the time of old age. Forsake me not when my strength faileth. For mine enemies speak against me, and they that lay wait for my soul take counsel together, saying, God hath forsaken him. Persecute and take him, for there is none to deliver him. O God, be not far from me. O my God, make haste for my help. Let them be confounded and consumed that are adversaries to my soul. Let them be covered with reproach and dishonor that seek my hurt. But I will hope continually, and will yet praise thee more and more. My mouth shall show forth thy righteousness and thy salvation all the day, for I know not the numbers thereof. I will go in the strength of the Lord God. I will make mention of thy righteousness, even of thine only. O God, thou hast taught me from my youth, and hitherto have I declared thy wondrous works. Now also when I am old and gray-headed, O God, forsake me not, until I have shown thy strength unto this generation, and thy power to everyone that is to come. Thy righteousness also, O God, is very high. Who hast done great things, O God, who is like unto thee? Thou which hast shown me great and sore troubles shalt quicken me again, and shalt bring me up again from the depths of the earth. Thou shalt increase my greatness, and comfort me on every side. I will also praise thee with the psaltery, even thy truth. O my God, unto thee will I sing with the harp, O thou Holy One of Israel. My lips shall greatly rejoice when I sing unto thee, and my soul which thou hast redeemed. My tongue also shall talk of thy righteousness all the day long. For they are confounded, for they are brought unto shame that seek my hurt. That's Psalm 71. And you know, David was a man that went through many, many trials and difficult times, but he found God was faithful. And you can just hear it in his prayer here as he's talking to God. He is impressed with God and God's ability to work in a man. And now it seems that David is old and he's gray-headed, and his strength begins to fail. And there's some, if you read about the history, there was a time when David was going out and he was leading the Israeli army. He would go out with them. And there was a time that he almost was killed because he was getting older. He wasn't quite as agile, maybe, as he was when he was younger. And the people concerned about him, they said, you're not going with us anymore to war. We can't afford to lose you. And so David realized that his strength was actually failing a little bit, but it caused him to go a little deeper with God and to see that God is my strength. He's my refuge. He's my rock. And so you can see his heart pouring out to God here. He knows where his strength comes from. He knows where his righteousness comes from. He knows where he is as far as what he is capable of doing. He knew he had to have the strength of God to live day by day, to have praise continual on his lips. And he's an example for us. We can also live this way. We can be able to find the strength of God in our weakness. And maybe today, I don't know, maybe you're struggling with some things. Maybe some things are very burdensome to you. Maybe you feel weak. Maybe there's some trials that are pressing you hard. It happens. Anybody that lives on this earth very long is going to have some very hard things to deal with, some issues. And they're intentional. God brings them to help us to realize we can't do this in our own strength. We must have the power from on high to be victorious overcomers, and that we'd not get tangled up in those things that would choke out the word of God and that would cause us to walk away from him, but rather that they would draw us to him closer, as David did. He had tremendous trials. I'm going to guess that they'd be way stronger than anything we've ever faced. But our trials are real, but so is God. He is real. Cry out to him as David did. Let your heart pour out to God. He is more than willing to listen to you, but he also wants you to listen to him. And in that relationship, we become what the Bible calls overcomers. And that is one that can overcome the situations and trials of life as we cling to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. He is there. And he wants us to experience in full the strength that he has for each of his children. So I encourage you, cry out to the God of heaven. His ear is not deaf that he cannot hear. His arm is not short that he cannot save. He is Almighty God. And my encouragement to you is get into his word. Be encouraged, strengthen yourself, encourage yourself in the Lord as David did. And you will see that God will meet you there in your trial, in your difficulty, and he will show you great and mighty things about himself, and it'll give you hope. And that's my prayer for you today, and for me, that we would have hope in the living God. God bless you today.